Hey, One Hope Life Together group. Quick summary of our message from Sunday to kind of get you started on your discussion time. Looked at Romans chapter 8, kind of the last of three messages on Romans chapter 8, which has been called the greatest chapter in the Bible. And so first we kind of just reviewed why we consider it one of the, if not the greatest chapter in the Bible. Number one, how it begins, no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus. Number two, how it ends, just this majestic, literary masterpiece that Paul has. Just the wording is phenomenal, but the content is basically nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. And then number three, the middle content, all about having real hope for our present struggles and groaning and the aches of our heart that Matt shared last week. And then finally, fourth, the central theme, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit enabling us to live the Christian life. And the thing that makes that fourth piece, and I shared a couple weeks ago about how I do that on a daily basis, kind of die to the flesh and live to the Spirit and live into the Spirit and invite the Holy Spirit to fill me afresh every day. There's things we do for that to happen. There's spiritual disciplines we can do. There's spending time in prayer, Bible reading, all those things we do to release the Holy Spirit's power in our lives and to get on the same page with the Spirit. The thing that, though, keeps that from becoming just one more religious thing that we do to try to kind of, I don't know, gain God's approval or get in right standing with God, it's so easy to fall back into kind of that religious performance mode. The thing that safeguards us from that is this other key in Romans 8, which is all about our being adopted as sons, adopted to sonship. And we looked at six benefits of adoption that we kind of comes out in the text: security, intimacy, assurance, inheritance, discipline, taking on the family likeness, and so have some discussion around that. Maybe which of those pieces was most meaningful for you right now that you need to hear, and then finally we kind of ended with the final text, the ending of the verses. There's that weird quote where Paul quotes Psalm 44, and it seems kind of jarring. It doesn't seem to fit with the real positive flow. There's this really negative couple lines, but we saw how really Paul was just kind of noting that Romans chapter 8 is God's answer to Psalm 44, where Psalm 44 is we're going through a tough time, difficult season, cries out to God, help us, save us, rescue us. Romans 8, Paul says he has rescued us. His unfailing love has come, and nothing can separate us from that love. So have a great time discussing this. We'll talk to you next time.